Welcome to A World Powerfully Transformed, a new podcast from Unity on Cape Cod. We are creating community, celebrating love, and transforming lives. In this special series, we will bring you exciting, positive spiritual teachings, as well as thought-provoking interviews with guests from a diverse spectrum of the greater community. Now let us join Reverend Tony for this week's presentation.
Welcome to the Unity on Cape Cod podcast. I'm Reverend Tony Cryer, the spiritual leader here at Unity on Cape Cod. We are part of Unity Worldwide Ministries, which has a vision of a world powerfully transformed by the growing movement of our shared spiritual awakening. I will be bringing you special guests, and we'll be talking about current issues and topics that are impacting our lives and how we can take a spiritual approach to transforming our world. So welcome. Come on in.
Okay, welcome back everyone to A World Powerfully Transformed. Today I have a special guest with me. It's a President of our Board of Trustees here at Unity on Cape Cod, Michael O'Connell. And we're going to be talking about why unity is important in his life. Hi, Michael. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, Reverend Tony. Thank you very much for inviting me to participate in this podcast with you.
Yes, it's an honor to have you as part of our community, and it's been a joy to watch the transformation that you've gone through, and I thought maybe it would be helpful to let other people know what unity has meant in your life and how it's changed how you approach life. And let's just get started there. Why? The question is, why unity? Why is unity different from all the other paths?
Well, I think in order to answer that question, I have to go back a little bit to maybe start from where I came from. I was raised in a rather traditional religious environment. But over the years, I started to question the sort of rigidity, the one-size-fits-all approach to that particular tradition. I was really looking for something that would help me broaden my spiritual perspective. And I was blessed to have been able to find that in unity. My wife and I, Joanne, moved full time to the Cape in 2011 after spending over 30 years in a very rewarding profession of education of the deaf. And when we got to the Cape, we knew we had many blessings to be thankful for. Be able to live in such a beautiful place. We had our health. We had a very loving family. But we were really looking for something to sort of bring all that together, something to focus, to focus our all of these other things. And we were blessed to be able to find that in unity.
Yeah, you mentioned that you came from a traditional religion before you found unity. What would you say are some of the most important differences for you?
Well, I think the most important thing that I can think of is the fact that unity has taught me that I have the power, not only the power, but also the responsibility to shape my life and to work to be the best person I can be, to help other people in that endeavor as well.
That's awesome. Yeah, I think you're alluding to probably the third principle of unity, that we shape our experience by the result of our thinking, our feeling, and our beliefs.
Exactly. You and I actually talked about this a little bit a few weeks ago. I came across a quote that you had heard before, but it goes something like this. Our minds are a garden, and our thoughts are seeds. And we can grow flowers or we can grow weeds. And yeah. that sort of encapsulates it for me that, as I said, unity has awakened in me the sense that we have the power. We're not subjugated to a bunch of rules and regulations and perspectives. We have, again, it's not only the power, but it's the responsibility to act on that power. I mean, that's another one of our principles that, you know, you can have all these principles and believe in them, but unless you put them in practice, they really are meaningless.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that idea that we not only have the power to shape our lives and to influence the world, but we have the responsibility to do so. I ran across a quote just yesterday from Frederick Lenz, who stated, "We need enlightenment, not just individually, but collectively to save the planet." And I really believe right now a lot of people are searching for a way to help, a way to help influence the world in a positive way. There's so much that seems to be weighing on so many people's minds. And I hear a lot that people find comfort, not only comfort in unity, but a purpose. Is that the case in your life?
Most definitely. I recently had the privilege of reading through a manuscript that was written by one of our good friends and members, Paul Hebert. Paul's writing a short novel about Bible stories from a first-person perspective. And one of the things that Paul mentioned in there, and I can quote this, he said, "Most religions believe in God and have basic principles to live by, but many of these religions have strict doctrines that when taken to radical levels, they cause much suffering, wars, death, and destruction." I think that, you know, we need to take a step back from that approach. I mean, one of the things that we say here at Unity is that wherever you are, you're on your spiritual path, you're welcome here. So that right away talks about the inclusiveness that we accept here in our spiritual center. In fact, I think simply put, I think Unity sort of is a microcosm of what we all really believe is the world is meant to be. Here we have a very diverse group of people who have decided to set aside the fears and judgment and instead to embrace that spark of spirit that dwells within each of us. And I think that's at the core of what we believe and what determines our actions.
Yes, I believe that too. And I experienced that as well here, Unity on Cape Cod. There's a very diverse group of people, socioeconomically, politically, culturally, from all different walks of life. And I really believe that seeking to see that divine spark, that Christ light within the individual, it just changes your whole perspective and whole reason for gathering. And we say here, our mission is to create, one of them is to create community, to celebrate love and transform lives. And I believe we are seeking to create community around our divinity. Do you find that that's even possible in a group of people?
Well, I know it's possible because I see it happening here every week, every day here at Unity. The whole issue of creating community, I mean, our mission is to create community, celebrate love, and transform lives. And I see that happening at different levels all the time, within the organization. But again, that's the starting point. We have to reach beyond what happens within these walls in order to really make a difference. Many of us do reach out to the community in many different ways, individually and as groups, to help work in the soup kitchens or volunteer in schools, deliver meals to people in need, and so forth. And so again, that's an example of taking action that that reflects your beliefs, and I think we have had a great impact, and not only with our actions, but also we do donate on a monthly basis to groups within the community that reinforce our mission. So we talk the talk and we walk the walk. We really do.
Excellent, Michael. Thank you so much for reminding me of all that we're doing in the greater community. I'm so focused on bringing out the opportunity for us to see the divine within one another. I forget how these simple acts of giving and caring and supporting other members of our greater community really do just that. They provide someone with the knowledge, somebody cares for them and sees them as a human being and a spiritual being. I always say that if we are seeking to see our common divinity, we have to first find our common humanity.
Exactly.
And so I think we do that. I think we do that very well. And I know there's a great room for improvement, or expansion, let's say. And I wanted to ask you, what do you see coming up in the future for this spiritual community as we grow?
Well, I think there's so much. You know, first of all, we talk about a spiritual path. We don't necessarily refer to a destination. I know we know that this is an ongoing, evolving process.
Yes.
And we're all, as human beings, in a position to be able to evaluate ourselves, to take stock in where we are and where we would like to take ourselves. And the great thing is that we all have maybe different ideas of what that means. So you have a group of people who are focused on one specific goal, if you will, but there are different ways to get there, and that's why we say, you know, we have an eclectic group, and the synergy that comes about when people follow that path, I think, is remarkable. The support we have for each other, the understanding, you know, is just so important to the direction that we're going in. I think, you know, we know that. Again, another one of our principles, the second principle, is that, you know, the spirit dwells within each of us, and as such, we are all inherently good.
Yes.
I can refer to another quote from Paul's manuscript, that reflects that. He said, "Have no regrets for good behavior. All people are the children of God, and therefore they are our brothers and sisters. Most people are good, but some God is still working on. So do not judge them. Let those who judge you be considered flowers that need the sunlight of your compassion and understanding to grow."
Nice.
So I think that's really struck a chord with me when I read that. Because again, we, you know, our diversity is a strength, but only if we understand that, only if we focus on the fact that it's not us versus them. It's we're all in this together, and I think that's something we really focus on and put into action.
Yeah, and I like what you just said, that it's a journey, not necessarily a destination. Right. That it's a path, and that each person has a unique path to discover their own divinity and discover spirit. And I believe that I see a lot of people coming now who are finding the path that they need, who are finding exactly the place within them that they need to feel like they belong. Not just belong to a community of human beings, but they belong in the whole world. They belong to the universe. They belong. They have as much value as everybody else. I read a quote the other day, said that the only thing that is, you know, hurting human beings, the one idea that hurts us the most, is that some human beings lives matter less than others. And when we all can come to a place where we have that compassion and willingness to invite others in, I think that's where that creating a divine community, I like to call it, begins. They call it the beloved community. Mm-hmm. Started with Martin Luther King and Mahatma Gandhi, the beloved community. Or maybe Nelson Mandela picked up on that as well. This is something that's happening now in Unity. It's part of the movement of creating beloved community. And I feel this is part of what's happening right now. There's a new energy occurring here at Unity on Cape Cod. Do you find that that's true for you?
Oh, I do, very much so. What I've seen in our membership lately is in a general sense of the fact that life is hard. It can be hard. It's challenging sometimes, and that we are at our best when we recognize that, and forgiveness is a big part of that. I think not only forgiving or understanding, being compassionate with other people, but also forgiving yourself. Looking back at things that we considered mistakes or errors in judgment, and we can acknowledge that, but not dwell on that. You know, we always talk about, you know, being present and learning from our life's journeys. And I think when people do that, when the people are able to focus on that, they put themselves in the best position to be not only personally successful, but also to help other people realize their potential. And so I think there's a lot of that happens here. And I feel very, very supported by everyone that I'm associated with here. I feel blessed to be able to serve on the Board of Trustees and give back to the community that has helped me so much. And So I think we have so much to offer, and I think reaching out to people is one of our most important missions right now to spread the potential that we see in all people.
Yeah, I believe that's true. I say it right at the beginning, in the introduction to these podcasts, is that we're looking for a spiritual solution. A lot of people are presenting you with other types of solutions, all the human solutions, maybe financial or political or any way they think the solution is going to come about in their life. You said a lot of people feel life is hard. I just don't feel that way anymore, and I owe that to Unity.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I totally owe that to Unity 100%. I feel that life is exactly what I make it. And right now it is flowing. It is easy. It is joyful. It is full of love. It is full of healing, learning. When something comes up, I know it's a learning opportunity. And I just feel like all of it is in this divine flow. And there are many others who I think are picking up on that in their lives. They're finding this spiritual solution and maintaining their awareness of it or their focus on it. They have a practice. They might practice Unity principles and meditate on the 12 powers or come to our mindfulness meditations with Liliana or any number of things that we do here or other Unity offerings. And I believe what we've been sharing this morning, what you've been talking about, is that spiritual solution rather than seeking solutions outside of yourself.
Yes, I would agree with that. You know, it's sort of a cliche, but I think there's a lot of truth to it that, you know, when you do the same thing that you've always been doing, you can't expect different results. You know?
Right,
so
yeah,
you
exactly.
You have to evolve. You have to look at possibilities going forward, and I think that happens here. I know that it has happened in my own life. you know, there's so much potential out there, and we know that the universe has all the answers. We just have to be open to receiving them,
right,
and accepting them,
right,
when they present themselves.
Yes,
we haven't really talked much about affirmative prayer, which is another one of our principles.
Oh yeah, you're one of our prayer partners,
yes,
as well.
Yes, I am, and that has been so. So it's really helped me grow in my spiritual practice, being part of it, given having an opportunity to pray with other the people here at the spiritual center. You know, simply stated, that principle says that affirmative prayer has the ability to bring forth healing, wisdom, and prosperity, and all things good.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's another thing I think that strikes me about unity. And again, it puts the power and the responsibility on the individual, that we're not asking for solutions from some being outside of ourselves. We're looking inward and calling upon the resources and the knowledge and the experiences that we have, and the faith and spirit that that the answers are there and available to us, as long as we're open to receiving them. And the answers aren't always exactly what we might envision, but they turn out to be in our best and highest good, and I think that's important.
Yeah, could you say a little bit more about affirmative prayer and why it's different than maybe the traditional prayer that you grew up with?
Well, okay, so, you know, again, the traditional prayer is sort of beseeching someone out there or some entity out there to answer your questions or provide you with things that you may desire, whereas affirmative prayer is affirming that all we need is present. We have to be open to receiving it.
Mm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
we try to in an interactive prayer situation. We try to assess what people are looking to pray about, and just talk about the fact that whatever is available now, we have to be open to that, and we have to look for that and accept it when it presents itself. And oftentimes, people are concerned about things that they often want to pray for themselves, but also pray for others.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to acknowledge that everyone's on their own spiritual path, and we can help and encourage people. But it all comes down to the fact that spirit dwells within us, and the answers to all of our concerns will reveal themselves,
right,
again if we're open to that.
Yeah, you're making me think of something Louise Hay once said. She says, "I don't fix my problems, I fix my thinking, and my problems fix themselves."
Okay, yeah, very good. Yeah.
Everything gets revealed once you remember the truth in your own mind and affirm the truth. Generally, everything that's happening in the outside world comes into alignment with that. It's the old cliche that says also that I don't seek for everything to be in alignment, you know, or perfect before I'll find peace. I find peace, and then everything falls into alignment.
Yes.
And so I feel that this is a wonderful way to join together and to bring about the remembrance of that peace that dwells within our consciousness, to allow everything to fall into place and to get into the divine flow. I feel like this is something that everybody can benefit from. And I'm very glad. I'm just so happy that you and your family has found great benefit at Unity, and just inviting everyone else in the community to really give it a try, to do the same. Would you agree?
Oh, yes, most definitely. I mean, you know, we're here every Sunday at 10 o'clock, and people are more than welcome to join us here at 147 Walton Avenue in Hyannis. And I know there's a lot of people who may be listening to us today who are not physically able to be here, but we are accessible also online. Our services are broadcast live every week, and they can be viewed after the fact as well. So anyone who's out there who's become a little bit more curious about Unity, by listening to us today, I hope they'll take the next step and check us out.
Yeah, thank you.
I would say, you know, our name says it all. You know, Unity. We're all about trying to make ourselves the best people we can, and united with others to be able to go forward and create the community that we talk about in our mission statement.
Yes, thank you, Michael. We are definitely moving ahead here with great passion and energy and excitement. So grateful for everything that happens here, for your involvement. And not only is Sunday morning, we also have a lot of classes and workshops coming up all the time. So I invite everyone who's listening today to keep an eye out on our website, which is getting rebuilt right now, and just know that we are here and we are waiting for you, and we have open arms, open hearts, and open minds to welcome you back, or welcome you for the first time, to Unity on Cape Cod.
Thank you, each and every one, for tuning in to this special edition of A World Powerfully Transformed, the Unity on Cape Cod podcast. If you would like to support this program or find out more about Unity on Cape Cod and our Sunday services, please visit our website, unityoncapecod.org, or stop by our spiritual center at 147 Walton Ave in Hyannis, Mass. We would love to get to know you. Be blessed and remember to be a blessing. This podcast was made possible in part through a grant from Unity Worldwide Ministries and the Templeton Foundation.